Well, the tornado and hurricane season is here. It's the busy time of year for Brad Webb. His Tulsa, Oklahoma company, Storm Safe Rooms, produces steel-reinforced shelters from violent windstorms. Mr. Webb, hello.
How you doing?
Now, could you just briefly describe what one of your safe rooms looks like?
Well, our best-selling safe room is a 4-foot by 6-foot box, basically. 6-foot, 2-inch tall headroom. Got a little folding 2-person bench in the unit for people to sit on. About 90% of them slide into the garage and bolt down. Some of our safe rooms, of course, you can put electrical switches in them and light switches and recepts. And you can insulate them, screw sheetrock to them, trim them, paint them, make them look like the rest of the house. You can't even tell it's a safe room.
So how do you know that they're safe, that they can survive a Category 5 hurricane or a tornado?
Well, a lot of people are kind of skeptical about them. All they've heard about is in-ground shelters from the old days when their grandfather and grandmother had. But they have a test for the Federal Emergency Management Agency paid Texas Tech University to engineer these for an F-5. They've got a wind research tunnel, and they also developed a flying debris cannon that shoots this 16-pound 16-foot tube before into the side of one of these like a missile, simulating a 250-mile-an-hour speed wind. And give you an idea just how tough that test is, here a few years back during the Tulsa Home and Garden Show, we dropped a 1989 Lincoln Continental 40 feet using a 100-ton crane doing a demonstration for the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah.
We dropped it onto this safe room 2 times and just demolished the car. And we didn't even make a dent in this safe room.
Now, are these designed to survive floods and earthquakes as well?
Well, no. Of course, a flood, nobody wants to be in a floodplain. If you're in the hurricane country, and it wouldn't be a good idea to be in an in-ground or above-ground safe room.
Now, I got an ethical question for you. Somebody has a storm-safe room. It's got room for, let's say, 6 people, and there are 10 people there. Maybe the folks next door, maybe the kids from down the block are there. What are they going to do?
Well, 5 square feet per person is the standard. But I've heard, stories at the Home and Garden shows about a tornado came through the area, and we've got a 6x8 shelter that holds, 9 or 10 people, and we had 16 people in there, and 2 dogs. So, I'm not sure if I was Grandma and Grandpa and the kids were all visiting and tornadoes coming through, we wouldn't, leave them out in the garage.
Is it a good idea to let your neighbors know that you have one of these things?
Well, most people are pretty private about them, really. Sometimes when I was first starting this business, I had little signs made that showed us, my name and phone number in the front yard where we're putting one in. And about 9 out of 10 customers didn't really want me to even display a sign. So it seems to be a pretty private thing.
They don't want the neighbors from down the street to come running up and bang on their door at the last minute, huh?
Yeah, and some neighbors, are more worried about a little bit of wind, and they're running, calling them and running over to the house, and one guy might think it's no big deal, wish they weren't coming over every time the wind blows,
What do you suppose people think they're going to do otherwise?
I think it's out of sight, out of mind business, and until you really have one of them big F-5 bad boys or an F-4 or even an F-2 bear down right directly on you, it can be pretty frightening. Until then, a lot of folks just think it's never going to happen to me, kind of like I'm never going to have a... One guy explained it to me when I put a shelter in. I hope I never have to use it, and I hope I never have a head-on collision in my car, but I'm going to keep wearing my seatbelt.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for filling us in on the Storm Safe Rooms.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Brad Webb is owner of Storm Safe Rooms in Tulsa, Oklahoma.